11 o'clock, you're listening to The Daily here on 2SER 107.3. My name is Nelson Scott. Good to be with you. That was the excellent Marlon Williams there with Mei Uakua K. Wonderful track. Before that, Infinite Blue by the wonderful Raz Ulsher. Now, I'm very excited because we haven't done this seg for a couple of weeks now, but it's that time on a Wednesday when we do this. Yes, lower grade sports, of course, with producer Marco. We look at sports leagues that may not get the attention that they deserve in other sections of the media. But we've wrapped up the football seasons for rugby league, of course, and football, bracket soccer. We move now into the world of summer sports. Marco, what leagues, what sports are we looking at?
Well, the new soccer season, Australian Championship and the Sheffield Shield.
Oh, and that's, of course, in the cricket. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Nelson. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm very well looking forward to a great summer of cricket. And the Sheffield Shield, actually pretty important because it informs often who might get those last-minute Ashes selections.
Yeah, you never know. Sammy Constance, my friend, could be in contention.
Name drop. Get that off the floor, Sammy Constance.
Well, yeah, you know what happened to New South Wales against WA?
This is a game over the last week?
Yeah.
Yep. What happened?
The old Wacker Stadium. WA fumbled and stumbled against New South Wales, and New South Wales snatched it.
Oh, okay. So Sheffield Shield test cricket.
Yeah.
5 days.
Yes.
Walk us through them.
Well, WA crumbled and they lost by 74 runs in the second innings to make New South Wales do a big ball over in the Wacker.
Oh, okay. So they were looking good, they had a good first innings, then kind of dropped the ball there.
Yep, but I've got some stats for you to know.
Hit me.
So we've got the career first best figure by Liam Hatcher, who plays for WA, 4 for 49.
Mm-hmm.
And also career first best figures as well for New South Wales, Ryan Hadley, 5 for 38.
Oh, that's good. Wow. That's very good.
The player in the match, funny enough, made his debut, and he was for New South Wales. The maiden first class half ton and a player of the match honours for Will Zalaman, 43 and 72 on debut.
So those guys, are they all New South Welshmen?
Hatcher is WA.
Okay.
Hadley is New South Wales, and Salomon was New South Wales, which won the game.
Interesting. So New South Wales good against WA, against Victoria soon for the top two. Is that this week?
Yes, it will be in a couple of days' time. So it will be interesting. Top two. Victoria gets quite strong, don't they?
Yeah, they're normally quite good, huh? And WA is sitting in last.
At the moment,
At the moment. But long season ahead.
Yeah, still two play games each and round robin, and then they've got a semi grand final and stuff like that. So
yes. Yeah. You mentioned Sam Constance before.
Yeah.
Is he looking likely he'll get that baggy green?
Well, we'll see. He went for a duck in the first innings, second innings he got 16, but let's hope he can get into the Ashes against England. I pray for him. He's my good friend, so I want people to they can cheer the charism and they can give some optimism. My advice for you, Sam, is that Go for your best and you'll hit more runs than you have done before in the past.
Yep.
And we've watched you on TV, so we know what you're like.
Yeah, that's right. Very, very inspiring words, my friend.
Yep.
Let's go now to the National Australian Second Division League football. What game interested you over the weekend?
The old Sydney Olympic against South Melbourne. But this time was in Melbourne, of course, of this new competition. And it was a 3-2 scoreline, 5-goal thriller.
Oh, what happened here?
Well, so it's Sydney Olympic took the lead for 1-0 within, you would say, the first 10 minutes, which caused a shock.
Mm-hmm.
But then it went dead silent. But they showed some pride to equalise South Melbourne, 1-1. And then this debutant, Ali Agua, did a good strike and sneak it down the corner to lead against South Melbourne. But then when it was close to the 87th minute, a player named called Jordan Lampard scores a strike in the top left corner, and they won the game to snatch it 3-2 to win the game.
Wow, that sounds like an absolute thriller.
Yeah.
Were there any shirts off action and throwing the shirt over the head, you know, Aloisi style?
Yeah, something similar to that.
Oh, there was shirts off.
Yeah.
Well, now I might watch it. Yeah. No, I watch it anyway. Don't have too much time, but so South Melbourne, they're in the top two. They're looking good.
Yes, because what happens in this format, there's a group of four, so they play one team each way. It's a round robin competition, so there is a chance for South Melbourne could collapse or might not collapse, but they're top at the moment. And Sydney, if we have some hope, even though they're third, but they can finish top two to get to the next round
for
the round robin competition.
Very excited. Are you going for Sydney Olympic in this one?
I'm going for Sydney Olympic and Apia as well.
Okay. All your objectivity as a journalist out the window. No, we love it, Marco. Yeah. Thank you so much for that, my friend. That's Lower Grade Sports with our good friend Marco. Gosh, I would love to have a little bit more. Kind of can, though, because